Which is the antithesis of where hopefully we're going to go in just a few seconds as we say hi to Morris Misolowski, biz futurist to the stars, live from St Kilda. How are you?
Hello, hello. It's good hello, to be hello. Said hello to.
Yay. I think sometimes...
Weather report.
Well, go on. Yep.
Yeah, 22. Yeah. Sunny, cloudy, strange. It's been cold and now it's winter. Warm again today.
Winter in Aussie. Weather report, Hong Kong, slimy, stroke dry, then slimy, then dry, then slimy, then dry, and it makes your hair awfully fuzzy. Right, you know what? We often talk about highfalutin stuff. High is the operative word because we're talking about living in space and far-flung planets. What about going down, Morris, to the centre of the Earth? It was good enough for Jules Verne and those blokes what made The Core in 2003. Is there anything in that direction?
There's lots. We just don't know very much about it. You know, Jules Verne, The Centre of the Earth was a book he wrote, was published in 1864.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. You know, we often talk about sci-fi and books and all kinds of things, and we'll get to answer the question in a sec.
No, we
but
won't.
I'm fascinated.
No, we won't.
Well, I'm flagging it, so, you know, there's always hope. Always hope.
Yeah,
1864, we knew absolutely nothing about the centre of the Earth. They hypothesised that it was that the Earth was round, and there were lots of people that didn't think it
was.
Which
was a start.
Yeah, well, again, remember that we'd never seen a picture of the Earth ever. We hadn't until the late 60s. So all of this was conjecture, and a book was written in 1864 that talked about there must be a centre of the Earth and we should be able to travel to it. Anyway, from that thought process, we have, as you've just asked, thought quite a bit about what's at the centre of the Earth, and we have no real way of knowing. But recently, there have been a whole lot of scientists. It's been something that's been going on forever and ever. So, but the last 10 years or so, there's been a whole lot of scientists who, through new toys and tricks and technologies, have been able to try and understand what...
Where have you gone, Morris? To the centre of the Earth. I've just disappeared again. I'll just give him a couple of seconds, see if he's going to come back. Play a couple of bits and pieces and we'll carry on going down. Let's have some of this for a moment.
95 years of public service broadcasting. Stay tuned with Hong Kong.
I'm Christine Choi, the Secretary for Education. Congratulations on the 95th anniversary of RTHK and many wishes for its future success.
95 years of public service broadcasting. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
With Hong Kong. This is James Ross, and this week on the greatest hits of music, Madonna, The Ronettes, Tori Amos, Seal, Fleetwood Mac, and Aswad.
Come on and shine, shine like a star. Shine so bright, like the star that you are.
Plus, we'll have S Express, Manfred Mann, Howard Jones, Harold Faltermeyer, and our mystery TV theme tune is this one. Easy peasy or what? What is it we will reveal all this Saturday evening from 10 past 6 right here on Radio 3?
The greatest hits of music!
Feel like I'm 22. You know I'm 305. Got it on my body. I got everybody in a job. Somebody hit the light camera. Let me improvise. Can I get a hallelujah? More moolah, more peace for my medulla. The whole crew up, yeah. Louis Prada, Dun Dada. Top flow, come take a ride up with the rider. I came up from the bottom. You had no idea. You can't swipe through my story.
Oh, what a morning. Hello, Morris. Got you back.
Hello.
Yep. We were just getting exciting there and it went click. So where were we? Yeah, going down.
So we were going down. We were talking about how far we're to the centre of the Earth, 6,370 kilometres down from where we stand, which is the equivalent of from here to Hong Kong. That's how far down it is. Now, we've all been taught at school about the crust, the mantle and the Earth's core were the three basic layers.
Yeah.
But what's happened over the last 10 years or so with better technology, better toys and better thinking is that, all these earthquakes that we've had, which have been terrible around the planet for the last 5 or 6 years, each of them, of course, has a whole lot of seismography, which is how they measure the depth and the velocity and all kinds of things of that particular earthquake. What the scientists have been able to do is to take those seismic waves that we've been collecting over all of those earthquakes,
yeah,
and they've been able to re-amplify them. They've literally put new technology in to making them more... I mean, it wasn't, but the equivalent of HD, so that they could really dig deep into them, pun intended, and figure out what...
Yeah.
Scientists from the Australian National University put out a paper last week that said using this new technology, which superimposed itself over a whole lot of seismic graphs that have been taken over the past 5 or 6 years, has found that there is, in fact, as well as the crust, the mantle and the Earth's core, there is an inner core in the very, very middle of Earth that's been talked about and posited for the last 20 years, but no one's been able to prove. So he's now finally been able to prove that that inner core exists. It is what it is a solid ball, and that in itself has a really interesting implication. It's really like the anchor of Earth. So it's very heavy, it's very dense, and it's what's holding Earth together.
Yeah.
And it also talks about the notion of what it means and what our position is on the planet, how the world was created as against the universe, and gives all sorts of really interesting insights, for this guy anyway.
Yeah, it really seems to be. So what kind of things, apart from the sort of things we've seen in sci-fi, might we be realistically seeing? Because we just seem to be wanting to go up. You know, Elon Musk was in the news just now, and that reminded me to talk to you about this.
Yeah, well, his spaceship didn't go up.
Yeah.
It might another day.
But he's permanently looking up, this guy. Have they given up on...
He is. And we've talked many times about the fact that we know more about space than we do about the ocean, or about, as we're talking to today, the inner core of Earth. We just haven't been there. You know, the furthest down the humans have ever been in is 12 kilometres. That's it.
That's nothing.
We've never been further down than that. And we were down that far in 1992. It was the Russians that were drilling down, and they literally had to stop. They had to abandon it because the temperature, by the time they'd gotten down to 12 kilometres roughly, was at 365 degrees Fahrenheit, and the equipment broke. It was just too hot. It just couldn't cope with it.
Right.
So at that stage, we just couldn't go any further, haven't been any deeper than that. That was a 23-centimetre hole, not that it's important, and it was kind of like mining. You know, they just kept going down and down until they couldn't go any further.
Right.
So physically, we have not been down any further, and it doesn't appear, using what we have and what we know now, that we'll be able to at any time soon.
So we're not capable because of pressure and temp and all sorts of stuff.
Because of the temperature, because of the velocity. Also, when you get down that far, it turns to liquid, so we're not really mining through solid ground anymore.
Yeah.
One of the layers is a liquid, which comes with another piece of research that's also come out of these seismic shifts over the past few years.
Yeah.
So it's not as easy as it appears. You know, the old joke was on Bugs Bunny and things, that if I dug a hole in China, I'd come out in Australia.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Because it was solid all the way through. It, of course, isn't. And now that we have this very solid iron core in the middle, not that we ever could dream of it, but even that would be improbable and impossible.
Yeah. So when it comes to movies... I never read the Jules Verne book, but I'd really like to now we're talking about it. They always go down the Marianas Trench. That's their starting point.
Yeah, and it just keeps going and going.
Mm.
And if you dig or you do something that moves the Earth along, you can make that tunnel. It's always a tunnel that gets us from here to there, which is that China to Australia thing that's often talked about.
Mm.
In this, which, again, dispelling that myth, using the same technology we've talked about that's given us a new inner core and now been proven, there has also been a new ocean discovered at our core, or just above the core, just above the outer core. And the ocean that's been discovered is the belief of the tectonic plates. So
yes,
we believe that millions of years ago, all of the bits and pieces of, you know, the countries that make up now Europe and Australia and Asia and et cetera, moved around.
Okay.
What's believed is that as they broke apart and as they moved around, the water that was dispelled from it actually went into the centre of the Earth.
Okay.
And that formed this new ocean that's been found. Again, we're talking millions or billions of years ago.
Mm.
And what that ocean is supposed to do, again, this is all new discovery in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
What the scientists who discovered that believe it's done is it actually cools off. Even though I've just said it's really hot and is, it still cools off the core of the Earth as it rises up. So you can think of it as really heavy metal, you know, as that's when it's heated up, it is extremely hot, of course. They throw it into a bucket of water and it cools off.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this ocean's believed to do.
I'll tell you what, Moyes, even though space is a massive mystery to us, what's going on beneath us is incredible, isn't it?
Well, it has the potential to be incredible. I mean, we stand on it. We take it for granted. It is what it is. But amongst, you know, there are all sorts of things that we know is down, well, we believe is down there. So the ocean was always believed to be. Now we've proven it. There is an inner core, and that's been proven. There's also been, in some of the discoveries, new minerals found.
Mm.
And the new mineral, of course, it's something that we haven't seen before, haven't used before, haven't had applications for. But you could imagine mining companies around the world are most interested in trying to figure out how you can extract some of these minerals. Do they have a purpose? Do they have a use? It could give us a totally new understanding.
Yeah.
The other thing also, of course, is not just to look beneath our feet for this, but to understand that by understanding how the world was created, what it is that keeps us rotating, what, you know, how all that's done, actually helps us to understand climate change, helps us to understand our positioning on Earth.
Well, that movie I talked about, the whole notion was about resetting it. Now, I know that's just completely out of the ballpark, but it's interesting, isn't it?
It is. And again, out of this, again, another set of scientists using the same technology in the last couple of weeks have also said that they believe that the core of the Earth, which is rotating, always rotating, which is why we're moving around the sun, because the outer layers follow that rotation is actually slowing down.
Okay.
And that's something that they've posited. It was something that was talked about for years. We believe the cycles, or they believe the cycles, were every 7 years that would slow down, and sometimes in some of the cycles even reverse. This is not the Earth, but the core. And that's what's keeping our gravitational pull alive.
Okay.
Now, the fact that it's slowing down isn't really of a concern. It's the fact that we know it now. And it's an interesting study of, you know, what does that mean? How does it change our tides? How does it change the wind? How does that change our relationship to the rest of the planets, to the solar system? All of these things could, might, maybe not, we don't know, but have impact on the way the Earth behaves.
Right. It's very interesting that you were talking to me last week about one of the possibilities going upwards is horrible humans nicking things that are valuable to us and bringing them back to Earth. I mean, have we sort of given up on that one, going further, deeper, deeper, deeper?
I don't think we've given up. And evidence of is, you know, the sorts of things we've talked about today. What we've given up on, I think, is the physicality of doing it. Likely it'll be virtualization. I'm sure at some stage, you know, if it's in 10 years, 50 years, we talked about, you know, long view last week, even if it's 100 or 200 years, we'll find ways, but it's probably not to get us down there. I don't think we'll have the equivalent of a spaceship that takes humans there.
No.
Don't know what the purpose of that would be. But we're likely to find better ways to mine and to get us to get something down there, which is likely to give us back more information than we have.
And we wonder why global warming is a thing and things dying on the planet is a thing, and all we're trying to do is pillage stuff.
But we normally do. I mean, again, that horrible human's notion of that when we find something, we want to find a use for it.
Yeah.
If there are only some people that have that thing, it becomes important, it becomes expensive, and unfortunately people go to more effort to try and get it.
Mm.
So, you know, that's a whole other argument that we've had lots of times. But these sorts of internal inner core things beneath our feet are fascinating. Because we take them for granted, haven't been able to get to them before. But now with new technology, as I said a few times, you know, there's some interesting facts being found out about it. And I believe they will make a difference to the way that we live our lives on this Earth.
But in much smaller ways than in the movies. I mean, this is one that we always do the top five or whatever. It's teleportation, invisibility, going to the middle of the Earth, going to Mars. These are things that people have been going on about forever, I should imagine.
And most probably will. We'll, of course, get a whole new slew of science fiction movies, I assume, about this. But we have yet to see. There are lots of projects and lots of money going on.
Mm.
So there is likely to be lots more innovation, invention and discoveries.
Okay, so this is a bit of fun to talk about. So the only way is up, really. Is that what real, you know, reality, real science is telling us?
The only physical way for us is up. Yeah, but certainly we will keep going down, but again, not in the physical sense. We're not going to build that spaceship and go down. It's very unlikely. Again, if for no other reason, just looking at that drill hole from 1992, we can get down 12 kilometres. We could do that easily, but then we have to get through 365 degree Fahrenheit heat, and that's just at the top. That's not as we get closer down to the core. Yeah. And, you know,
unimaginable
through
heat.
That liquid and all that kind of stuff. Well, unimaginable. In fact, we believe that the centre of the Earth's heat is the equivalent of the sun.
Gosh.
Is what the belief is at the moment by most scientists, and that belief's been held for about 40 or 50 years until we disprove it.
Okay, well, there's plenty more to be doing. Last week, we talked about, you were talking, remember the timeline we had last week?
Yeah.
About things that are going to be happening. And obviously, one of the end games was Mars. That sort of seems to pale into comparison to some of the things we've been talking about here.
Well, it might, but again, you know, Mars and all those things are more attainable. And as you said, Elon Musk is certainly having a big bash at it. That rocket, which would be the largest rocket that we've ever built and tried to take off and land again, was delayed today. We'll go up again. And Elon said yesterday in a media conference that will take us, when it eventually flies, it'll take us a couple of steps closer to Mars than we thought.
I like the way Elon said yesterday. Oh, it must be then if Elon said it yesterday.
Well, Elon's putting money into
it. He is
indeed. You know, very, very few other people are. So if he says it, really what we're saying is that Elon has decided that that's what he wants.
Okay. Hey, we're nearly out of time here, Maurice. Good to chuck stuff around as normal. Very briefly, I forgot to ask you if you've been writing any cool stuff on your blog this week.
I've been looking more at the notion of this Earth, the inner core, and you also find some stuff on Longview as well.
Longview?
And that's at morrisfuturist.com.
Oh, the thing we did last week. Yeah, brilliant. Maurice, always a wonderful time chatting with you. We'll catch up next week, all right? Right here on The Brew. That is Maurice Misolowski, live and unadulterated from St Kilda in Australia.